Monday has returned. I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you've returned as well. There's no shortage of political polls to read about in a presidential election year. Here in Michigan, there's a new and different kind of poll to explore. The Pundit Poll asked close to 100 politically plugged-in people in our state their thoughts about a handful of topics: our upcoming presidential primary, the Flint water crisis, and the future of emergency management here in Michigan. And the Pundit Poll is the brainchild of our next two guests. Matt Resch has run Lansing's Resch Strategies, a full-service public relations and public affairs firm, since 2009. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you very much.
And Dennis Denno founded Denno Research, a public opinion company, in 2004. Welcome, Dennis.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the brainstorm that resulted in this idea. Whose brainstorm was this?
Well, I think we can both take a little credit. I think I had the idea originally probably about 10 years ago. I don't know, at a firm I worked with before. I had some friends, another pollster and another PR person, and we came up with a similar idea right around the time that John McCain and Barack Obama were, you know, just about this time that year. And we put this together for a handful of months, and, you know, as things happen, people change jobs and move to different places, and I went and started my own business, and that project kind of went by the wayside. But around Thanksgiving, Dennis stopped by and said, you know, I remember that poll idea you guys had a few years back. What would you think about dusting that off and trying it again? And so, you know, like most political people, we spent our Christmas vacation coming up with names of people to invite to be a part of this. And so that's kind of how we got going.
And Dennis, it's your background is more directly involved in actual polling.
That's correct.
Surveys.
Correct,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's dive into the actual result here, and we'll ask a few more contextual questions throughout the course of the interview here. And the first question involved the Michigan presidential primary 1 week from tomorrow. The question was, by the time it happens, how relevant will Michigan's presidential primary be for either party? Now, tell me, what options did you give the respondents?
Gave them very relevant, relevant, not very relevant, or completely irrelevant.
Okay, and how'd the numbers break down?
Came out really interesting. 87% of our respondents said the Michigan primary is going to be very relevant or relevant.
That is high.
That is high, very
considering
high.
Considering it's a week after Super Tuesday, I think there are 10 states in play a week from tomorrow, and we're in play 2 weeks from tomorrow. That is really a really high number.
No, I think
how do you analyze that?
I think things are still in flux for both parties, probably maybe a little more for the Republican Party, but I mean, there's a very good chance dust isn't going to be settled come March 8th in Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that just, you know, a few hours after we closed the polling on that, you know, we had South Carolina on Saturday, and we saw Jeb Bush, who a year ago was just the predominant front runner, had all the money, had all the endorsements. Everyone thought that if he could get past the name issue and in Bush fatigue, he would be probably the front runner for the party.
Yeah.
And he's out. And I think we can expect after Super Tuesday that we may have similar fallout, and we may not even know who's going to be actively running when it comes to Michigan. And I think that really points to the relevance of what we're going to see.
I still can't get over how high a number that is, though. 87%, nearly 9 in 10, still very relevant.
And nobody said completely irrelevant.
Nobody said completely irrelevant.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Question number two, knowing what we know now about the water situation in Flint, what will Rick Snyder's legacy be? These are really good questions. What'd you find, Dennis?
Thanks. So we found that 46% thought he would have either a strong or a decent legacy, and 49% thought his legacy would be weak or pretty bad.
Pretty much split. That surprised
it,
you?
It did,
why?
To be honest, I was expecting it to be a little less favorable for the governor at this stage of the game. I was expecting that the weak or not good legacy was where most people were going to come down. So I was actually surprised that it broke down pretty much 50-50 on that question.
Does that suggest people in the middle, let's say moderates, are apt to give Governor Snyder a pass on Flint? Or
I think what we saw, and Dennis can back this up, I think what we saw, it really came down to some partisan breakdowns in the people who we polled. You know, we did ask people's party affiliation, and clearly Democrats were much less likely to think he was going to have a successful legacy, whereas Republicans still seem to be in a position to give him a bit of a fair shake on that. And I think are looking more at the totality of his governorship and not just this Flint episode. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Matt Resch and Dennis Denno, the creators of the Pundit Poll, which asks nearly 100 Michigan political insiders their views on a variety of topics and then crunches the numbers. We're going through the results of the very first pundit poll. Question number three, I think, is very interesting as well. How long will legislative bipartisan support for Flint aid last in Michigan?
So the responses were about another week, until spring recess, until summer recess, or until the end of legislative session. And actually,
you gave them very specific deadlines.
Well, we've both worked in the legislature.
That's right.
Before.
That's usually, you don't go by the date on the calendar. You go by when breaks are. Is that how you judge the legislative
calendar?
Gotcha.
So we had 70% of people thought it was going to last until summer recess or until the end of the legislative session. So that was a pretty high number too.
What do you make of that, Matt?
It surprised me a little bit too. I mean, this is a very cynical town. It's a very partisan town right now, and I have already started to see a little bit of a breakdown on some of that bipartisanship already.
Well, we saw that last week. What we talked about sometime for a while last week was the growing tension between Mayor Weaver and Governor Snyder, and I think it's only a matter of time before you start to see evidence of that in the Capitol.
And I think the big question is going to be, when do we stop just writing checks? And I think there's going to be a portion of the legislature who's going to start to say, clearly money is needed to fix this problem.
Right.
But when do we get to the point of knowing what that money is going to do? And right. I think that's going to be where I think some of these partisan lines are going to start to break down.
Anything more to add on that one, Dennis?
Well, I mean, I think at this point, the money has been directed towards getting new pipes in there and helping them pay for at least 65% of their water bill. I mean, I don't know why it's not 100%, but so right now I think that money has been earmarked pretty well.
Mayor Weaver's Fast Start program, which would replace all of the lead service lines in Flint, has a price tag. I believe she is requesting $55 million, and where that money, whether that money is going to be forthcoming and where it's going to come from, I think is still not resolved at this point. So that the Fast Start program, which people from Lansing are involved in too, by the way, the Lansing Board of Water mm-hmm. and Light is involved in, the way that plays out could very well be kind of the next iteration of this.
Well, I think we're in an interesting spot because I think it's charitable to say that local government hasn't always been on the forefront of addressing problems early. Well, this is one area where Lansing and the Board of Water and Light really got their act together years ago and put our community in a place to fix and replace all of our water pipes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's a lesson that can be taken to Flint.
Question number four, how do you rate the national press coverage of the Flint water crisis?
Yeah, so we gave options of very good, good, average, poor. And this was interesting that 35% said poor. Gave them a poor rating. And if you combine very good and good, the national press got 48%. So kind of all over the map on this one.
It slowly became a national issue. I think it was talked about here in Michigan increasingly. To watch this story ramp up was a gradual process until it became a national story, and then there was no avoiding it. So
I think once the Time magazine cover started being spread around, I think that may have been the turning point on the national front that really started to get attention from people.
And question number five is also a doozy. With the crisis in Flint and at Detroit Public Schools, what is the future for emergency managers in Michigan? It rekindled that hold. It added more heat to that hold question. What'd you find, Dennis?
Sure. So the options were strong. There will still be a few, but not as many as before. Future doesn't look good for them. Or emergency managers will quickly become history in Michigan. And 58% said that there will still be a few emergency managers, but not as many as before.
And how did they break down between the extremes?
So only 5% thought the future looks strong for emergency managers, and only 2% thought they will quickly become a piece of history.
Only 2%?
Yeah.
How about that? That is a smaller number than I would have expected.
Well, and I think it's sometimes challenging when you're looking at a very focused crisis point like we are right now, both with Detroit, DPS, and with Flint, to forget, the decade-plus success rate of a lot of emergency managers. Mm-hmm. As they've gone from various cities that have needed help to school districts. I think it's It's a mixed legacy, to be sure, but there certainly has good has come from the law and the reforms that drove it.
We're talking with Matt Resch and Dennis Denno, the creators of the Pundit poll, and we're running through the results of it here this morning on WKAR's Current State. Do you think the numbers in the Pundit poll are close to the numbers of a more random public poll? Do you think the numbers you came up with here reflect the broader feelings of the public?
My guess would be on the Rick Snyder legacy question, maybe the general public would have less patience or less optimism on his legacy, or folks in Lansing or our group might, like Matt said, have a longer view of his legacy.
I think he's right on that, because I think the people who are, considered insiders on the political scene have seen crises come and go, have seen politicians come and go, and I think can look and view these issues on a longer and broader scope, as opposed to a public opinion poll, which is more capturing a moment in time, a snapshot in time of someone's opinion.
Now, did you two guys collaborate on this because you come from different sides of the political spectrum? That's not uncommon for collaborations like that to unfold.
Well, even though he's a Republican, he's still a pretty good guy. So,
likewise.
So, no, we sat down and hashed out some questions, some drafts together.
It's funny, I remember meeting Dennis, and I'm not sure we actually met, but when I was worked for Dick Postumus when he ran for governor, and I worked for John Engler. And I remember Dennis driving me crazy, because I'm driving all over the state with Dick Postumus trying to get him elected governor.
That's his job.
And he had this job where he and his people were trying to follow us around and videotape us. And again, I was like, what is this guy? And then to think, I don't know how many years it is now, like 16, 14 years later, we're doing this together. Who knows?
What were you remember that chapter, Dennis? What were you trying to get done exactly?
I kind of think what we were doing was just going around the state and videotaping Republican candidates and just trying to...
Hoping they'll screw up.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
We did the same thing, but,
sure.
But yeah.
Indeed. How did you pick the... you're not keeping the identities of the people in your Pundit poll a secret. They're all listed on your website, a few of them here. Saul Anuzis, These Days of the Cruz for President campaign, Gilda Jacobs of the Michigan League for Public Policy, Ingrid Jacks of the Detroit News editorial page, Lonnie Scott of Progress Michigan. I assume you took their political allegiances into consideration as you put together your list, correct?
We tried to have some balance on geography, on gender, on Dem versus Republican, unemployment.
I mean, we had a much larger list of invitations than we actually had of folks who actually agreed to do it. But I think that if people go to thepunditpoll.com and look at the list of people involved, I'm very impressed and proud of the list of people that have signed up and agreed. I think that's those are people who have a lot of years of experience. They've been in a lot of battles over the years, and I think they would bring a very interesting perspective to this.
When is your next one? How often will you be releasing results and doing a poll?
I think we're still going to figure that out. I think we're going to be looking after the Michigan primary probably would be the next time. We want to make sure that we're not bugging people by asking them a bunch of questions and making sure that this is relevant to your listeners and to people who may find this of interest. So I think our initial goal was every 6 weeks or 2 months or so, we would weigh back in with some questions. And obviously, if there's some hot news topic that hits the news, well, we can do this pretty quickly and get answers turned around if there's something we want to get their opinions on.
We've just got a couple of seconds, but got to ask your quick opinions, please. On the value of the presidential debates. Are you guys paying close attention to the presidential debates, and what of how much value are they? They've got a lot of critics.
I'm not paying a lot of attention. I'll read the stories after the debate, but I think it's a healthy part of democracy to hear what candidates have to say. It's a system that can always be improved, though.
I think I've painfully watched them. I can't say I've enjoyed any of them, but I think when they have been at this point in the cycle where they seem to be matched up very closely to an actual day of voting, we saw in New Hampshire, Rubio had a horrible night, and quickly thereafter, his poll numbers, I think, reflected that. So I think at this time of the year, they're a little more relevant just because they're held so much closer to days when people are actually voting, as opposed to 5-6 months ago when we were months away from actually casting a vote. So a good night or a bad night could really, affect somebody.
Matt Resch and Dennis Denno are the creators of the Pundit poll. We would love to have you back when the next one is ready. This has been fun.
Love to be back. Thank you for
Very
having
good.
Us.
Very good. We'll keep our eyes open for it. Matt Resch, Dennis Denno, creators of the Pundit poll, And they asked nearly 100 Michigan political insiders their views on a variety of topics, and then they crunched the numbers.